All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm here with Chad, Novak, Missy, and Shikus. I just got back straight out from Finland and Spain.
Lucky motherfucker.
Yeah, we went to Ruiz Rock, and then I did a commercial for spring water called Plop.
What the hell?
There's like a heartogram on the cap of the bottle, so it was like a cool thing, and, you know, Villa's kind of backing it. I'm backing it in this, like...
How you work a deal out?
This, like, really respectable... 50-year-old dancer guy. He's maybe 60, but he was
dancer
in a commercial.
Guy?
Yeah, he played death, and I played life, and we were like...
You didn't look like life in that photo.
I was in all white with, like, blue contacts, and then the other guy was in, like, all black with white contacts.
It's
going to be a real cool commercial. You could go on... G just put it up on my site, BamMargera.com.
With one of...
Gee, you're actually doing some work these days. You must be broke.
Trying to catch up.
Just waking up to catch up, huh? Yeah.
So Missy never met Annie McCoy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, she was really nervous because he was going to come here for a week, but he couldn't.
Guess how she met him.
I can only imagine. It had to be coming in white hot.
I get a fucking, like, 8 kicks at the door, like, kung, 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 in the hotel room in Turku. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like dead asleep. I had jet lag, so I slept till, like, 3 or something. So it was 3 in the afternoon. But okay. I was like, so I answered the door naked, and I, like, just peek in. He just kicked the door open as I'm naked, lets himself in, sits down, and just wipes out my minibar. He's like, oh, that's Missy. Like, just like, hey, nice to meet you. And, like, we're still sleeping and laying in bed. And, like, I have the hotel blanket over me, and I'm just, like, trying to wake up. And he's like, hey, man, I want to talk business with you. We're going to do Hanoi Rocks live in Hanoi. Now, can you film it and edit it? Do you know how to do that? I'm like... Yeah.
Andy, you wiped your mini bar out?
Andy, I just kind of woke up. Like, yeah, he's just like mixing drinks from my mini bar. Like,
was he solo or did he have his wife with him?
She was upstairs in their room, but he sat there for like an hour just like chit chatting. Like,
I liked him. I liked him. So I got along so well with both him and Angela.
They leave pretty deep impressions, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That guy is a piece of work. What do you think of your tattoo? Did you show him?
Yeah, they loved it. They were like, and
can
I kept
we see it again?
And I kept saying, she's like,
where's the justice?
Angela's like, that's so good. Who did that? I'm like, you know, Kat from LA Inc. Like, she did it, and you know, she's real quick. Man, I need to get a tattoo from him. I'm just like, no.
Man,
it's a girl. Like, oh yeah. Well, what's his number? I want to give him a call. I'm like, no. It's not a guy. It's, you know,
dude,
like,
still wasn't listening.
Yeah, for the first 2 days or the first whole day that I met her, she kept calling me Brian and was convinced my name was Brian. And she said, Brian. I'm like, no, Brandon. And then Novak. And for some reason, I was Brian for the whole day that I met her. And
Your buddy Brian? Who is that, Novak? He's a Polack. He pisses against the wind.
Come here, Paul.
Like, he was calling you Paul?
Yeah, it's P-A-W, piss against the wind. So she's calling me Brian. He's calling me Paul. And they're speaking in 18 different languages. I just agreed to anything they said. I'm like,
Changes the subject. She'll be like, oh, wow, that's a nice, what kind of beer is that? Hey, does anybody want anything to drink? Oh, let's turn up the TV, you know? And then Andy will be like, hey, Andy, you talk over me all the time.
And then he screams, it is just waking up to, like, the worst hangover headache in the world ever.
We went over to their house so Angela and I could make dinner for Andy and for Bam.
At their house, at that little apartment place?
Yeah.
You don't remember going there, do you?
I do.
And he made us sit out front. He's like, be quiet, I got neighbors. And then he's walking out, he got pissed because he had boxes, and he kicks the boxes, and it's like 6 a.m., and they're kicking against his neighbor's door, and he's like, fuck them. But like 2 seconds prior, he's just all nervous about his neighbors. So what'd you make for dinner with him? What'd you do?
What happened?
We were going to do a pasta dinner, and then we ended up going out. Then we were going to order pizza. Then we ended up going out to eat instead.
That's how their mind works. Like,
everybody who I told, I'm like, yeah, we're going over to the McCoys for dinner. They're like, oh, man, good luck on that one.
I know.
What the fuck are you going to make? I'm like, I don't know.
It's like a blind man trying to find a word in a dictionary. It's just never going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, they need, I don't know. He's probably on a million drugs to make himself focus because he can't focus.
I got so much good footage, though, of like, all the Ruiz Rock stuff and Mike Monroe, you know, he has so much. Get the fuck out of here! He was doing. I didn't know that Roger was filming, and I'm just like sitting there outside of the like the backstage area, and like Mike Monroe's in the background. I didn't even know he's like doing karate kicks, warming up, doing like massive splits. And
nah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have died to see that.
It was so funny. Like,
we have footage of it.
Oh, of him doing karate kicks and shit. He's like the last person I could see doing that shit.
Like Karate Kid, Karate Kid. You know, like this and shit.
What was it called? The eagle?
Like
thing?
The crane.
Yeah. He was
warming doing the up crane doing the for crane. Warm-up. And then remember when we went to Finland in for the Christmas, where the fuck is Santa?
Yeah.
I gave Villa that ring.
Yeah.
The only finger that it fit on was his wedding finger. So they took all these photos of like paparazzi in Finland saying that like he's engaged and stuff, and then finally when they asked him after like all this press of like close-ups of his ring and stuff, he's like so who are you engaged to? He's like, well, I guess if you could consider me marrying a homo from Pennsylvania, then
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he said once platonic same-sex marriages are legal in Pennsylvania, I guess I'm engaged to Bam.
Yeah,
isn't it funny how he's so far out there, but he has a lot of sense to everything he says. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about Villa with the ring.
Oh, Villa said that.
Yeah.
I thought, because Andy makes a lot of sense, too, even though he's out there. He's a pretty sensible guy.
And then Andy just like out of nowhere, I found this Burmese ruby. It's I could get it to you for 3,000 euros.
Was he trying to cut more deals with you? He's a deal. He's a mover and a shaker, boy.
Does the ruby come with like a ring, Andy? Like, how do I know if it fits? Oh, we could design it. We could make it gold or platinum. do you want the ruby from Burma?
It's just a gem.
Was he really trying to sell it to you big time?
Yeah, I was going to buy a painting, but it's 20,000 euros. I was like, I'll give you $20,000. He's like, nope, euros. If my manager knew that I was even selling it for 2,000 euros, 20,000 euros, he would kick my ass. Yeah. It's supposed to be 70,000 euros.
He came out of his mouth pussy a scamster, man. I'm telling you, that's a prime time scammer.
That's like 30 G's.
Hey, my gypsy friends are in town. You want to go meet them? I'm like, no.
I would like to wake up tomorrow morning.
I won't have anything left.
Oh, man, I would be really scared to have a party with a whole crew of people like him. You know, him alone is enough, but
I wanted to meet the gypsies. I'm fascinated by gypsies.
I mean, from a distance, but if you're brought into that, good luck. You're coming out broke with nothing.
Are they like the Pikeys, like, in that movie?
He hangs out with Romanian and Hungarian gypsies.
Okay.
So he actually does have like a gypsy rat pack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The snatch thing.
Yeah,
the
Yeah, they're like Irish or
Irish
something.
Irish gypsies or something.
Irish trailer trash gypsies.
They're like, I thought it was. You can't understand what they're saying.
No, like there's a call for you. Somebody has something to say. If
oh, Lord.
Take that.
We got Kerry Getz here, too.
Oh, yeah, he just came in. You want to take this call?
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully it's negative.
It probably is. No one wants to talk to me.
We got a call about Novak. Put him on New York.
Yeah.
You got him there?
Yeah.
New York City. Okay.
Hello?
What's his name?
Hey, what up, bro?
Hey, what's up? You hear me?
Yeah, man. It's Novak. What's up, Jan?
Hey, what's up, dude? I'm in Baltimore. I'm not in New York City.
Oh, really? I'm not in Baltimore. It sucks. Not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, well,
but
it's an all right place. It works.
What are you doing there?
I'm not doing heroin anymore.
Oh, anymore? Well, you're going to do it again if you're there.
Good point, man.
Stay away. What are you doing there?
The probation kind of fucks up that whole plan of not hanging out in Baltimore and doing heroin.
So you used to do heroin. Why are you in Baltimore now? What brings you there?
Oh, well, I mean, I got locked up probably half a year ago, and I got a little less than a year left on probation.
What was the police officer's name? I probably know him.
Should have called Bill Butler. He could have got you right out of it.
Well, I got a pretty good easy, you know. I'm not in jail, so I'm happy.
Well, you off the heroin?
Yeah, man.
Good. Well, like, check my book out. It'll be out September 30th. But you can order it.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that, dude. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking gonna be. It's gonna be really good.
You didn't even tell him what it's called.
Dream Seller.
Oh, I know, man. I'm all about it, dude. I'm on to know.
This is what's one of my fans. This is my one and only fan in the world.
Dream Seller.
Dream Seller.
No, cool, man. It's well, about a cop in Baltimore heroin, dude. It's gonna be really awesome, I think.
Yeah. Check it out, man.
I want to know, like, you used to hang out, like, you used to cop downtown and stuff. Like, that's what you're from, right?
Yeah. Sounds like you're trying to find a place to go to, buddy.
No, I'm just like trying to.
Yeah. I can't tell you where I used to cop, but I did cop.
I knew that's what he was calling
so
for.
So, what actual block did you cop at, Novak? I'm just wondering. I don't want it or nothing. I just want to know if I went to the same area.
Which shop exactly did you go to?
I did shit like that before. I've called the police when I've been in different states when I wanted drugs, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm doing this college study, and what area do drug addicts hang out? Where are these like open air drug markets? You know, I don't do drugs, but I'm in college and I'm doing a study on drug addicts, so I'm just curious as to like where they hang out. So I know what you're up to, buddy, and I'm not going to give you that information.
No, dude, I'm giving you a high five through the phone lines, dude. I'm like really proud of us.
Thanks, man. We'll keep up the good work, dude. Stay off that shit, man. You'll go nowhere.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Cool. Well,
I don't
fucking
like that shit, dude. It really is bad, and I feel better than ever.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, man. Well, stay strong and do good, man.
Spend your money on a book.
Yeah, right. All right, man. Take care.
You tell the police. You're like,
I'm doing a college study, and I want to know.
So you don't do drugs?
Nah, I never touched them.
Why does it say no more fucking heroin on your belly then?
I was like, yeah, it was just a bet. I mean, it was a drunken bet. That's how it's said.
The drunken bet.
One time I called the NA hotline because they have hotlines where you call up if you're in different states to find out where meetings are or if you're about to relapse, and I had Valiums, and I didn't know if you could shoot them or not. So I called up the NA hotline, and I'm like, my buddy, I think he shot up Valiums. Now, is that possible? Do they could he possibly shoot Valiums up? And they knew right what I was up to. Like,
they did?
Yeah, they're like, dude, look, we could tell, you know, because they've all been drug addicts. Like, why, you know, good job for this dude in Baltimore staying clean, but why? So you used to cop in Baltimore City, right? Yeah. Well, you know, like, it doesn't matter where I copped. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you wouldn't know for a reason.
So can you or can't you?
What, shoot Valiums?
Yeah.
I never did find the answer out.
I'm
just
sure
ate them. No, I don't think they cook up. I think it turns into a gel. So, you know what I mean? It's not like a...
I tried that once at a desperate moment.
Did it work?
It was...
Did it gel up?
I missed the vein and shot it into my arm.
What happened when you missed? Just a bump?
I realized I was a much bigger idiot and stopped. I didn't do it anymore.
You knew you were missing. You could feel. Yeah.
It was a bad idea, yeah. It was a bad time.
Well, now I know you can, I guess.
It's a long time.
If you were going to take them, why don't you just swallow them and wait 15 lousy minutes? Why do you need an instant gratification?
Well, because you're an instant drug addict. You just need that feeling.
I did it because there was like all these needles lying around the house. The dude who lived there was a diabetic, and I was fucking depressed and bored.
Yeah, and a drug addict, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Chad, you got a sweet new ride on the parking lot of a Bam's house here.
Yeah. You like it?
Do you want to tell everybody what you just scored?
Did you get rid of the truck?
No, I didn't get rid of the truck.
Where's Chad? Is he here? We're 30 minutes, we're going to be live. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's here. He's like, well, where's his truck? I'm like, I think he brought that Sebring. It might be his girlfriend, Gina. He's like...
He's riding the Sebring.
Chad is like is in love with Gigi Allen and just wants to, you know, he just wants to kill himself and hang himself and murder everybody sometimes.
The Sebring?
He comes up today and he's got like this sweet Maui kind of OC beach hat on, and you pull up in a Sebring convertible, and on your way here, you're like you got induced into the Sebring club. So some guy waved to you.
It's a convertible too.
Some guy in a Sebring like waved in the rearview mirror at him, like I was like their Sebring buddy.
Yeah, he waved to me. We both had the top down. He waved at me. I was afraid this kind of shit would happen with that fucking car. Yeah.
Then the guy actually put his thumb up and he goes, convertible.
Yeah.
And you,
we both actually got him.
And you're nice too. And you're like, you're a whole new person. You
I reluctantly waved back and agreed on a nice day it was. But fuck, man. I mean, I'm going to fucking sell this car. I can't take it. I knew something would come along with this shit.
All after that incident, man, you're just, you
I was really hoping that nobody else noticed how funny it was.
And Novak didn't even care what color it was.
I know.
He was like, what color is it? I'm like, I think it's silver.
It could have been any color.
I could have said white. I could have said gold. I could have said baby blue.
It's a cream color. That's what it is.
Carrie was telling me how sick the rims are. Like, he's got sick ass rims.
He does have decent wheels.
He's got five spokes.
I've got 14-inch five spokes.
Yeah.
14-inch five spokes.
That's why I bought it, though.
For the 14-inch five spokes?
No, I buy a car for the stereo, actually.
So the Sebring has come with good AM/FM quality?
Yeah, it had a cassette. I can put the fucking iPod on it.
You had Pat Benatar in the cassette.
No, it's Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Did you notice that?
She's coming. She's playing at Artscape in Baltimore. Are you a Joan Jett? Joan Jett. Who was her band? What's it called? Joan Jett and what?
The Heartbreakers.
Yeah, they're Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers. There's fucking Joan Jett and the Lonely Hearts. And the Lonely Hearts. They'll be in Baltimore soon.
Yeah, it's
Heartbreakers. That's Tom
Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers are coming to Baltimore for Artscape in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah? Well, Joan Jett's cool. I was listening to her on cassette in the Sebring on the way
out. Sebring's fucked his head up.
Hey, when he leaves, do you want to go by the fence and spy on him?
Yeah, gotta get a hidden camera.
Let's go by the fence and spy on him.
Just leave him alone.
We can zoom in and film him leaving.
You're cool. His truck died.
No, I got it.
Why are you driving the Sebring?
Even if it's nighttime, we can put on night vision.
Yes.
Come on, man. It was a convertible.
I got it. My dad gave me a good deal.
That's such a not a rocker car.
I know.
I get it.
It's like the exact opposite of what Chad fucking / Gigi Idol should drive.
It's like a keyboardist car.
It's the secret. I'm keeping it alive. Don't worry about it. You don't know what's up with me, do you? I got to change the whole image.
I see this, yeah.
You'll see all types of freaks fucking driving Sebrings in a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming, dude. I started it just now. Everybody go out and get a fucking Sebring.
Get
a motherfucking Sebring.
You gonna race
them? What year? So they know.
Yeah, what year?
Get the 2000. They're the best.
Wow, what's so good about the 2000?
Well, they're 8 years older. Vintage.
It's broken in.
Yeah, man.
Vintage silver Sebring.
15 grand, brand new.
I got him for $3,000, man. It's a fucking toy.
It's a fucking toy.
Shut the fuck up. It's nicer than your car, motherfucker.
He doesn't even have a car.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up, Brandon.
It's better gas mileage, though.
I go, fuck.
Oh, God.
Carrie just got a Cadillac, and G just test drove it. What do you think?
You let G drive your truck, man?
He was skidding out down the corner. We could hear from a mile away in this rural area.
And I bet you never admitted to it, did you?
It's a six-cylinder. You can't yell loud.
You were peeling out down there.
You always got an excuse for your lie.
That Cadillac looks nice. What is that?
It's a nice CTS.
Yeah.
Didn't you murder it out and shit?
No, you can do that.
You got another one since the last time?
Yeah.
You just wake up and buy cars every fucking day, don't you?
Pretty much.
Not a convertible. Dude, Kerry, you've gone through maybe seven cars in the past year?
Since I've known him, since he had the black Honda Prelude in like 98, maybe?
Yeah, 98.
He went through 25 cars.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's an addiction.
I went through every car that he's had.
You want to sell the Prelude?
It's nuts.
You had a drug addiction. I had a car addiction.
Are you interested in a Sebring?
He buys them, he dopes them out, and then instantly gets rid of them, and then he gets another one, and then dopes it out. He'll pull up with, like, a 911 twin turbo Porsche. I'll be like, damn, nice new ride. Next 3 days later, he'll come up with, like, a
M3.
BMW M3 with doped out rims, and, like, I'll be like, what did you do? Like,
these guys, he seriously has a car addiction. They probably have meetings for everything. I bet you they have a meeting for car addictions.
Dude, I was terrible.
He goes to auto addictions to get his car done. It's called auto addiction.
It was bad, man. I had to slow down, like, big time.
But you just bought a new one.
I know, but it's a Cadillac.
It was bad to slow down, but I just bought one.
The slowdown 6 days ago, he got the new Cadillac. Exactly.
It's just like drugs, dude. One day without buying something is a big deal. 24 hours is a huge deal. You're a serious addict when it comes to cars.
Oh, I fucking know.
And he still has a Tahoe right now.
Yeah, that's the last one I remember you buying was a Tahoe that you murdered.
Then after the BMW, I'm not kidding, 2 weeks later, he came up with a murdered out Jeep truck with all black rims and stuff. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know,
Where's the BMW? Oh, I still have that one.
Yeah.
What do you do with them? Do you trade them in or do you
buy and sell them? Just sell them.
Do you gain profit on them or do you?
Nah, I lose every time.
Yeah. At least you're a good sport about it. Fuck, no, I lose every time.
I'm not gonna make money. Fuck it, man.
Dude, it is seriously upsetting. I bought the Mercedes for $125,000. And wow. I took it in just to see how much it was worth because I wanted to get a new one.
I can only imagine what they said.
And they actually go, wow, you only have 40,000 miles? You hardly even drove this thing. I'm like, all right, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to get a good deal.
I'm striking gold.
He's like, well, you do have five of the cars. That's true, yeah. 40 grand it's worth. I'm like, what? You just said that I barely even drove it and how mint condition it is. And now you're saying 40 after I bought it maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, man.
$125,000. Now it decreased all the way down to $40,000.
It's pretty much impossible to turn a profit on a car unless you like own a dealership.
Unless you have
a
Ferrari.
Absolutely.
Barely drive
it.
No, you lose every time.
You lose every time. I believe. Okay.
When I bought the Ferrari,
I remember
the guy actually said, the good thing about buying a Ferrari is they never decrease in value. As a matter of fact, they go up in value. So after I kind of was over it after 2 years, I traded in thinking that it was going to be a good price.
Money.
Spent like $180,000 on it, and the guy offered me like $100,000 or maybe something like that. I'm like, what happened? You're the same guy who told me that it goes up or stays the same. He's like, well, not 9/11. You blamed it on 9/11. Well, 9/11 kind of happened, and the whole economy is just kind of like gone down the tube. So that's why it's that price. I'm like, you fucking liar.
Typical car salesman.
The Ferrari Enzo. That's like the one that'll
come. No, you buy the car, you buy it, you drive it straight home, you put it in the garage, and you never fucking drive it. Never drive it. Hold on to it for 30 years.
And wipe it with a diaper.
Yeah.
That's it.
Once you drive off the lot, you drive off the lot, you lose like 20% of the car's value.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless you're like Elvis or something.
Yeah.
Nah, that's shit.
Fuck, Elvis could sit. If you could find one of his cars, dude, Phil would probably fucking pawn everything to buy it.
$50,000 less? I just bought it a week ago, and you said that it was going to go up. Well, the Taliban,
I came from auto. We need parts out here. Change the subject. Fucking loud.
I bet your Gallardo will probably get like 80 G's for it.
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
selling the Mercedes for $40,000, I would seriously rather put a brick on the gas pedal and watch it fly off of a cliff. Like, because I would never, even if somebody gave it to me in like cash in all fives, like $40,000, I'd still be like,
not all ones.
Still no.
Man, imagine the stacks of all ones in $40,000.
It's still a nice car. The reason why, it's an older model. They have the newer ones out. And once the older one, it drops so much value, too.
Well, that's pretty fucking sensible.
Did you get the new iPhone, G?
Yeah. Of course G got it.
Did you get it?
Just talking about all this car shit and how bad it decreases. But, yeah, you know your nice purple Lambo? $80,000, bam. G, go give me a fucking Heineken.
Jesus
Christ. Go get me an iPhone next time you go next week when they put another one out. Gee, that's the newest.
Fucking brings the morale right up around here.
I'm kidding.
You buy the expensive.
Yeah, and the iPhones are 4 hour wait at King of Prussia Mall.
No, really?
When I went, they said it was 4 hours.
She was in that line.
She was in that line. Like, how far back were you?
I waited 2 hours and 40 minutes.
You are a faggot.
You waited for the first.
He just hibernated in Starbucks across the street and sipped on mocha frappuccino. You probably did. That's why.
He probably ordered a pizza while you were in line to the line or something, didn't you?
I blame it on Kim. She wanted to go.
What do you talk about?
Did you really go to Starbucks? I just want to know.
Well, you ate before you went, I bet.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Would that little pretzel stand?
Yeah, would you?
What'd you eat today?
It was worth it. What did I eat today? I actually had a Nutrisystem today.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm making dinner for everybody tonight.
Pickles and
Brandon.
Cheese.
We ate right before we came up here.
You're not going to eat the dinner I'm making?
I might eat a bite or two.
You'll try it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'll try it. What is it? What are you guys having?
Chicken on the barbecue and rice and corn.
Oh, yeah.
Cob.
No, you can't go wrong.
All the things you like.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Not one thing I wouldn't eat in that category. Yeah.
But I'm going to play a song. B and I just got back from...
You could put cock in that category and you'd still eat it.
I know, you would.
If the price is
you
right.
You suck Bulger's dick against his will.
I know. And then he called me up the next day like, what are you guys doing?
What are you guys up to? What are you talking about? We just held you down, eight of us, and made Novak suck your dick against your will.
We gave you a Jersey Turnpike with my piss. We all pissed in it. I was spit a loogie in it. And you couldn't even go to work today, but you're calling us to hang out again, you idiot. Man, that
you know what's so funny? On the Where the Fuck is Santa movie, which didn't make it to the DVD, it'll probably make it in the bonus features, but when we were holding you down, when we were trying to get the Christmas tree in the house, Jimmy Bob spread your asshole open and just kept spitting on it. Yeah, he just kept spitting on your asshole. It was so faggoty.
That happened quick, too. That's the first thing that came to his mind. He saw an asshole.
You were like upside down, like total scorpion style.
Scorpion.
And you're like just screaming no, and he's just spitting on your ass.
Damn, man, he moved it right up for me.
But you tried to light a cigarette out of your asshole outside.
I did that a couple times, and I've actually smoked it afterwards. It's always in Bam's shit face, and he wants to see these sick things that I fucking am equally fucked up as well.
Couldn't you do it for $5?
Yeah, pretty much.
$5 is another beer. Speaking of which,
I need one. I'm going to get it.
All right. Yeah. I just got back from Ruiz Rock, Finland, and I have him live at Ruiz Rock. So here we go. This is... I think there's Wings Over Butterfly, but if it isn't, it doesn't matter because all him songs are good. Here we go.
I wanna fall in love with you.
Bye. recording on... How the fuck you say it? Serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Him, live, Kiss of Dawn from Ruiz Rock.
Man, you just told me a lineup for Ruiz Rock. That was probably one of the, that's probably one of the best concerts of every year, huh?
Yeah, it was The Sounds, then it was Nightwish, and then 69 Eyes, Hanoi Rocks, Apocalyptica, and then him.
So him headlined it?
Yeah.
Is that the first year they've headlined it?
No, they always do.
Didn't, really?
Like, a lot of other bands played, like Ministry. And,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, they played. Like, yeah.
A bunch of weird other bands I never thought would
Dio
be.
Dio played last year.
Really?
And Rammstein played.
Did Rat play?
Or no. Like, no.
Just a lot of bands I didn't expect to play were playing. I was like, so, wow,
are you still coming down? You're still coming down to see Iggy Pop, right? On the 11th?
Yeah. I'll be there.
The 10th, and then we do that thing on the 11th. Bill Butler set up for us.
And
we're Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Sunday, it's at Baltimore.
Oh, I met the manager from Nine Inch Nails, yeah. He was like, if you ever want to come to a Nine Inch Nails show, because he does Motley Crue and Nine Inch Nails, and Motley Crue just played in Philly 2 days ago, and I went with Missy and Kat, and being Kat dating Nikki, we had full-blown backstage passes.
No way, Motley Crue?
Yeah, it was cool. And, dude, the worst part was, I'm really good friends with Tommy Lee and Nikki, but Andy McCoy was so pissed that Vince killed Razzle from Hanoi Rocks in his Ferrari back in the day. And fuck Vince Neil, that fat piece of shit. So I did this interview with Hustler, 2 years ago, and the whole interview, I was wasted, and I just based the whole interview on fuck Vince Neil, he's a fat piece of shit. So
that's probably awkward.
So I didn't want to see him or if he knew or anything, and I felt bad because, I mean, dude, they were rocking, you know,
You regretted what you said, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was just like, fuck, man. The last thing I want to do is be in, Motley Crue's backstage. And
in their dressing room.
Did you call me a fat piece of shit? Like, dude. And Andy McCoy is my good friend, and he wanted me to, I don't know, man.
You need a drink.
Yeah.
So have you actually seen him face-to-face since that interview?
No. I just hung out with Nikki, and we went back to his hotel, and... he doesn't drink, but I had a few.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. So he's completely sober, everything, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was cool though. And there was fucking 100 police officers outside of the Ritz. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the hell? And I pull a Lambo right up, and they're just like, "What's your name? Who are you here to see? What kind of?"
Shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, "I'm here to see Mr. Black, you know, because that's what his room was under." And I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" There was 45 governors there.
Oh, is that, I was going to say, it's like seeing the president, but it was there was people
it
like
was
that
gnarly.
There. I read his book, Nikki Sixx's book, and he was in his book, he was talking about back in tour. He did it basically, it's a journal, August 10th, August 11th, blah, blah, blah. And he said on one of the days, every day it was a different fucking town, and he'd be woken up by chicks banging on their door, and they're like, "Nikki, we know you're in there," and he wouldn't answer because he'd be so strung out from shooting up and partying for the last, and he's like, he wouldn't answer the door, and they'd be like, look on the bottom of your bed, my one heel's in there, and my purple thong panties are in the corner, and he'd be like, fuck, and he'd have to let him in, and so he's like, I thought this kid would probably be for that because he said it.
I read a Tommy Lee book before. That was pretty interesting.
The funniest thing was, picture the Ritz and all these governors in the lobby bar, and it's just me and Motley Crue in the middle with all these fucking tattoos and just black hair with eye makeup.
That's like Hell Meets Heaven.
They were all just looking at us like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are these guys? And why are they at the Ritz?
And why are we in the same bar as them?
Where's the Ritz at in Philly?
It's right at City Hall,
right there.
Broad and, you know.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you live there. You used to fucking live there.
Dude, they make new hotels all the time.
Philly was just voted having, and Baltimore was right behind it, having the most ugliest people.
Oh.
Ugliest people?
Ugliest people.
You know why?
What is it, the most murders and most ugliest people?
Yeah, Baltimore's right behind it. Philadelphia and then Baltimore.
You know why it's the most ugliest people? Because there's 2,000 cheesesteak places and 20 gyms.
Yeah.
There's 20 gyms and 2,000 cheesesteak joints.
That are open all night long.
24/7.
Yeah, you would know.
Pizza places everywhere, too.
Dude, there is some fat motherfuckers. Dude. Man, the whole Margera family is a fat motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you.
A fat motherfucker. Just one.
Yeah, we got the one son here saying the whole family's fat.
If you looked at all the Margeras, they're just one big fat motherfucker.
You think Jess is fat?
No.
Remember the head?
I'm talking about, like,
Kevin's,
you know,
not fat.
Wait, which one?
Big Kev.
Well, he has a nice-ass beer gut.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. did we tell people about the painting that we took over to Jess's house? Did we talk about that?
No, no.
I was thinking about that on the way up here with Lem Farrell.
Jess was trying to tell Novak how Neil Fallon from Clutch is the best ever and how Pete Doherty's nothing. And Novak's like, Pete Doherty's everything. Like, Lem Farrell, who the fuck is that? Len Farrell. So Novak paints a picture of this giant shark eating this little minnow, and there's just an arrow pointing that says, Lem Farrow, and then the shark is Pete Doherty.
And the minnow's got, like, little sparkles and shit on it.
Is that Jess's house?
Yeah. We took it over to him.
But how did Neil Fallon turn into Lem Farrow?
18 Bloody Marys.
Fuck Lem Farrow, Jess. You need to listen to Pete Doherty.
I'm like, he's like a minnow in that pond, you fucking
like
idiot.
Paul Rodriguez Sr. calling Nyjah Nyla.
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 Oh, dude.
Should
did
we
you
get into that?
What is that? What was that contest?
The Maloof Money Cup.
Did you hear about this?
No.
We watched
Paul
it online.
Rodriguez just got second at one contest.
No, he won this one.
He just got second.
I think Chris
tour.
Cole should have won
Chris
big
Cole
time.
Won.
Hands down. Yeah. And Nyjah should have got second.
What contest is
it? Was the Maloof Brothers. It was $100,000 for
first
place.
Where were you at, Kerry?
It was a $500,000 cup.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, the Orange County Fairgrounds.
You're buying a car.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I actually ordered rims or something. They have like an Orange County Fair.
Yeah.
And then they built a complete skate plaza there. You know what's like, bullshit, though? You know what's fucked? That's so
I've heard that like 18 times.
They built a full skate plaza. Cement stairs, rails, yeah, ledges, hovers. You know what's a fucked up thing? Like, yeah, Cali's like known for this big thing for skating, but they built a fucking skate plaza in fucking California. There's thousands of them.
So
and
annoying.
Philadelphia doesn't have one skate park. Well, they have FDR, but that's not a street park.
Yeah.
Why don't
like,
they build it somewhere?
It somewhere where they
can leave it.
It's, and it's used, like,
you know,
people
I mean?
like, enjoy it,
so
respect
they build it,
it like,
they build it out there, and then they tear it down.
Yeah. Tear it down.
That's bullshit.
Not to, yeah. And it
I
probably
agree.
Costs more to tear it down than to just
time.
Leave it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hey, like some
the
idiot was like,
fucking thing,
I have a good idea. Let's make an awesome skate park in Orange County.
Yeah.
And then
I mean,
tear it down
I know
tomorrow.
That there is 25 already, but let's build another one, then we'll just tear it down.
Dude, if they build it in Philly or like Kentucky or something like that, and they left it. So many fucking kids would be so happy.
Yeah. You know how many fucking,
fucking
kids?
Africa somewhere, you know, anywhere.
Imagine if you had that park by your house,
Africa.
Dude. What would have done? You wouldn't have done heroin all the time.
Yeah.
You would have been skating.
I was talking today about it. I was like, man, you know, I really want to skate. But there's one skate park in Baltimore, and it fucking sucks. I mean,
exactly.
The skate park, it's like, it'll have something, and then it doesn't, it has the, like a little fucking pyramid in the middle that just, like a, it's like a speed bump in a nice
there's
road.
A fucking skate park.
It
like,
doesn't
a
flow.
Mile from my house, I could walk to the fucking thing, I get kicked out by rangers for not wearing helmets.
Yeah, stupid shit
like
that.
I'm like, fucking
you're a goddamn
years
pro.
Old, yeah. You know
shouldn't
I mean?
They know good. That, like,
bullshit.
You care getting kicked out for no helmet.
I'm like, fuck, I go there and skate for 10 minutes.
You pull a
hockey
temper on
them?
But
oh,
the like me and Bam were watching it because they live streamed it on the internet last night. Fuck, it took forever
dude,
to get the.
I actually saw Greg Lutzka trying a 270. A 270 frontside flip to nose blunt slide down this, like, A-frame rail.
Not try. Did.
But I was getting to that dick face. I was saying, he's coming close, but that's pretty much an impossible trick to do on a skateboard. Like, it is fucking impossible to do that. Like, it's too much of a math problem. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to think out of my head. I'm like, 270
even a 270 nose blunt slide is almost impossible, but he did a 270 kickflip nose blunt slide.
Yeah, I got lost after the frontside 270.
And then he fucking made it after, like, 10 minutes of trying it. I couldn't
believe
it.
Was he getting hurt bad? Was he killing himself?
I thought he should have took, well... After Chris Cole, he should have got second, maybe, but,
this
I mean, dude, everybody was just landing everything. It was insane.
It was a skate
it
jam.
Was insane.
They skate in different sectors of the park, and, like, all 10 of them would just jam on the rail, jam over the gap.
Like, jam sessions.
They just keep going, just on this one section.
Yeah, okay.
They got judged on 5 different sections of the course.
But they're doing, like, switch kickflip back tails and shit first try.
Yeah, and the crowd doesn't even know how hard of a trick it is, so no one even applauds. They just think it's like a drop-in.
It looked like a video game. Even
the judges... The judges were just like, oh, Terry Kennedy just did a big spin down the Carlsbad Gap. It was Darrell Stanton, and it was Switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they didn't know.
They got the black guys mixed up.
Yeah. The only two black guys in the contest, and they're just like,
TK.
Terry Kennedy just did a big spin down the Carlsbad Gap. It was Switch, and it was fucking Darrell, you idiots.
Yeah.
Then Paul Rodriguez Sr., the comedian guy.
Yeah, his
father. Fucking some genius gave him a fucking microphone during
the finals. My God. Dude, they gave Paul Rodriguez Sr. a microphone, and somebody said, why don't you crack some jokes, being we have five minutes to kill.
I bet it was hilarious.
So he stayed there, and...
As the contest was going on,
like, he should have ended by then. And they're trying all these hard tricks, and he's cracking jokes. Like,
people are pumped.
I'm pumped. I want to see all this shit go down. And, like, I'm seeing Andrew Reynolds try a frontside flip down 16 stairs. And then I hear, like, oh, look at the guy with the striped shirt. He looks like Where's Waldo? Like, who wants to hear that?
It's
like,
annoying.
I want to hear, oh, Andrew Reynolds almost did a frontside flip. Maybe he'll get it next try, you know? And he's just like, oh, he almost did that. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, Nida, your dreads are 13 years old, older than you. Like, dude, it was fucking annoying. I'll show you the footage.
I saw when he was in that, he did the Duke tour or whatever in the Baltimore, and I saw him skate there, and he got second place, and I don't think he deserved it at all. I mean, he did like a couple good tricks. It was all right, but...
It's so hard to determine who wins because everybody did so much good shit that like you can't really pick a winner.
But then there was this 14-year-old that rides for New York who's killing it. What is his name? He's fucking. I mean,
Chaz.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He shaved head. He's fucking sick. He should have came in second.
Actually, dude, Sheckler actually did pretty good.
Yeah,
But the most consistent was Chris Cole. He did a 360 double flip down the Carlsbad Gap.
Jesus, double flip,
and he got fucking fourth or third.
Who got first?
Paul Rodriguez. Don't get me wrong, he did some fucking sick ass shit, but like,
he did insane
shit. Chris Cole landed everything every try, and he was running up to the top to do more.
To get back up there.
What I heard, they wipe out their scores on their lowest scores, and then the main scores were for the 16 stair handrail. And Paul and Nyjah were the ones that were killing that. And that the 16-stair handrail is the one that based the most points. I think that's why they won it. Because Cole...
Fucking rails.
Cole didn't kill
Let's
it
go
as,
buy a car.
On the rail as much as...
Fuck a rail.
P-Rod did.
Go to the caddy dealership.
Yo, Carrie, did you hear that recently in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they spent $200,000 or maybe a little more to build a skate park, and they hired... a pool company to build a pool.
God.
And they're like, you guys need a skating pool? Oh, well, we do pools all day long. They built a fucking, like...
You fucking
a
gotta
pool
be kidding me.
For swimming.
Swimming with the tightest train.
Charged them $200,000.
You're not gonna
put
water in the fucking
It's completely
thing,
unskatable.
Like, or is it like a bank to...
The transitions are way too steep. The coping sticks out like fucking... a half a foot.
Let me guess,
it's completely unskatable
pool.
And like... The people, you know, the people in Lancaster that don't know, they're just like, the kids just want something to ride around on.
They
no.
just want a pool to skate.
Yeah, like, they think that they could just build anything and kids will be happy. Like, just one big, giant piece of shit.
Yep. See, back to Carrie's point earlier, if they would have built the proper skate park in Lancaster.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, the Maloof brothers...
I would fucking drive 2 hours to skate.
And you don't even have to say, I'd spend the extra buck, because they probably could have... hired like skate dogs, like the people at like the Nard Dogs at FDR to do it, and charge half the price and make it fucking awesome.
I wonder how much the fucking pool people charge to fucking build.
Oh, an arm and a leg.
Yeah,
and it sucks shit.
It was a complete waste. They could have just blew a hole in the fucking.
You
ground.
Need to hire.
They
a
just
skater.
Fill it with water and let everybody go swimming in it.
Yeah,
you'd definitely enjoy that more. I remember when your pool was empty and we tried to skate it, and I literally couldn't even do a kick turn because
that's
banks
basically
so
what
yeah,
they made.
Which, yeah. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. I'm like, dude, I couldn't even kick turn the deep end on that 200 thing.
$200,000 wasted.
Well, they had
right down the fucking.
They
tubes.
Had Deer Dick design the that
Deer Dick.
Maloof. That Maloof.
You talking about the Stan movie? Deer Dick.
Great. Deer Dick.
Deer,
designed it.
Novak had a deer dick shelf straight up his ass.
I didn't mind that. It was that fucking eyeball that fucked me
well,
up.
Well, deer
man.
Dick should have been like,
I wouldn't eat no weird meat anymore.
Let's not build a fucking skate park that we're going to destroy.
They built
let's
it
put
in
it
the middle.
Where it's going to fucking live forever.
Well, doesn't he have a park already? Deer Dick doesn't have a park.
It's everything.
DC park.
They built this skate park in the middle of like a football field. It looked like. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I must say, I was blown away by the contest. Like, completely blown away. But it was to the point where it's just like, usually when I see shit like that, back in the day, it would get me pumped to go skate. Because I'd see somebody, you know, 180, 10 stairs, and then do like a half cab board slide on a double sided, you know, it's like, fuck man, I could do that. Let's go out and film it.
Yeah.
Now it's like 270 frontside flips to nose blunt slide.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll sit at home, smoke a cigarette, and read a book. Fuck that. I'm not going to compete with that.
That shit was
It's seriously like a fucking video game coming to life.
It seriously does not motivate me to skate. I just go, damn, that was awesome. I'm going to stay at home and watch a movie.
Not to mention, you open up a skateboard magazine, and you maybe recognize three names out of everyone has a photo on these days.
That's so insane. There's so many random people that are so good.
Everyone. Kids are just getting born with fucking pro contracts out of their mom's pussy or something.
Dude, they had a girls' skate contest there. And the first prize for the girls were like 50 Gs or something.
Should have been a bullet to the fucking head. That.
You flip open a Trans World now and it's like Jim Jones, back lip down 18, and then the next page, like Bobby Boucher. And it's like, who the fuck are all these people?
And then 5 years.
Who the fuck is Bobby Boucher doing a switch 360 flip down 18 stairs?
He's like 9 years old.
He's like 2 years old.
And a year later, you're like, who the fuck is Jim Jones?
Exactly. You
know, like, then he's gone. Yeah. He did one awesome trick, and then he's history.
Yep. Here today, gone tomorrow.
The company just speeded up too much, man. Like they're always on the hunt for somebody new, and it's like
maybe they don't have to pay. Element makes four BAM boards every month that I can't even keep up with having them to hang up. You know, like what happened
ran out of room
back in the Bones Brigade days? Like they would have a Hawk board, a Cab board, a Tommy Guerrero board, and they would last for 1 year, and that was the only graphic that you could get. Yep. And
there's no
was
money
like,
in that.
Big time. They still make those shirts.
They're watering down your brand, dude.
A lot of people buy your.
It's just too much, you know. Like kids can't even collect it. Fuck, I can't even collect it, and I get them for free.
I remember at your house when you were signing the Kat Von D boards and shit.
Yeah, I fly to California. I'm like, Kingman, what the fuck? What are all these new graphics? Like, you didn't even send those to me. Like, oh yeah, we'll get them to you. Like, I don't know. There's probably like 20 that I don't have.
I guarantee there's 20 that you've never even seen before. At least.
Don't you have like 500 boards out there?
I think a shipment of 1,000.
I think I have 250 on the wall right now, but there's like 50 more than I need.
In the boxes, don't you have to sign something?
Oh, I gotta. Yeah.
There's like
some charities give me 20 grand to sign, like...
Wow.
How many boards is it?
25 grand.
A charity giving you money?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
It's an auction house. They're going to come down from New York and, like, witness him signing each one and photograph it and stuff, and then they're selling them, they're auctioning them off.
That's going to take, like, 7 hours to sign all of them.
No, that's a tough job.
I'll help you, like...
Christ, you got to see him write my name fucking 25 times.
There's a guy flying in to make sure that I'm actually doing it.
Are you gonna give money to charity?
Hey, that's the life.
It's not a charity thing, apparently.
You gotta think, you don't have the 360 double flip.
I know.
Gap, brother.
Fuck 360 double flip and just sit here and sign 500 boards.
You know what sucks shit? If I did go to a contest, which I probably wouldn't get in the top 10.
Who cares?
You skate for 3 days straight, bust your fucking ass, and wind up with like $1,000 to $2,000 when I could go to a bar for 5 nights in a row and make over 50 grand.
You're blessed, brother.
You know what?
You're a funny ass motherfucker.
But I don't want
to have that.
But I don't want to go get shit faced for 5 days straight. I mean, I don't know. Why you want to go? I said yes to the Puerto Rico thing.
Are we really doing that?
I'll send 4 people first class for you to chill for 2 hours, and we'll give you, what'd they say, 20 grand or something?
Yeah, 20
and put
grand.
You up in a nice hotel. I was like, all right, I'll do that. But like, every time that
Vegas, are we really gonna go though,
Vegas
really?
Wants me to do that, yeah, it's
we're
August,
going to Puerto Rico.
August 20th. I don't know yet.
You gotta film that.
Who's
oh, we'll
going?
Film
you,
it.
It's just funny.
Me,
Novak
and Novak
Mexico.
G. G.
Is that Mexico?
I got to document it.
Is Puerto Rico?
I got to document it. You don't even document what shit when you're here, you motherfucker. What makes you think you're going to do different Puerto Rico?
Do you want? Are you going to make it like a guys only trip and take G and Novak, you and Chad? Or
why?
Guys?
Do you not want to go?
I didn't say I didn't want to go.
Party!
Party!
Take care. I didn't say that. Yeah, it was your husband that said that.
Bye. Let's get Carrie, too.
See? I didn't do that.
It's Mandy's birthday that weekend. Brandon might not be allowed
now,
to go.
Now G's making the decisions.
We'll bring Carrie as well as me. Anybody that can get G in there. You want to fucking subcontract anyone else out, fat boy? Maybe Chris Cole free that weekend?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
My buddy Twigs is coming in town. Can we bring him too?
Twigs.
He'll shred it.
Twigs will shred it.
Your band, can we please make 12 again?
Yeah. I might as well bring my gay buddy Chris from... What was his name? A-Bam is my gay buddy. He's a man, Bam. Who's that gay guy from...
Chris from John Peters.
Chris, yeah.
Bam, there's my faggot buddy Chris. He's cool.
Bam, it's my homie buddy Chris. Bam, he's the man.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yo, Bam, there's my homie buddy Chris. He's the man.
maybe I can get him to come, too.
Should we bring homo Chris from New Hope?
Yeah, he's the man, Bam.
Yeah. All right, I'm devoting this one to Motley Crue. This is off their new album called We Are the Saints of Los Angeles, and I'm sorry for calling Vince Neil fat. Fuck. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
G-Unit. Fucking good.
Hey, yes, up? New Motley Crue.
That was good.
Is that out yet?
Yeah.
How did Mick Mars look?
Like shit.
Don't beat around the bush.
Looks like he's gonna die tomorrow.
Guys like that never die though.
I know.
Well, they live the longest.
Dude, I would bet anything that he's going to be in the ground like in the next 2 days.
Come on, man. You said Vince was fat. Look what you're saying about Mick.
Yeah, but I like him.
You don't like Mick?
I like Mick. He's cool.
He's got some weird disease.
Does he? He probably doesn't care. He probably didn't care that you say that.
I like Nikki and Tommy the most.
I never met any of them. But I tell you what, I swear my father's going to die any day now, and that motherfucker's holding on every fucking day. He just will not die.
And I hope he does, Ben, because if he does, then I could put him in my book.
Yeah, dude, I hope not. If you're listening, Dad, you should just kill yourself
now. I'm in the will.
Yeah, that motherfucker's not any of my shit, but he won't die. He has a heart attack like every week, but he will not die.
He wouldn't sign the book papers because he goes, Novak has called me.
He calls him Novak.
Novak has caused me enough grief and problems.
I've caused him enough pain in his lifetime.
You're the way that you are because your dad's a fucking crackhead.
He's just got out of the hospital for overdosing on pain pills and meth and NyQuil. Had his third heart attack of this year after suing his dead father 4 times since he's been in the ground.
He sued his dead father?
Yeah, 4 times. My
Did he win?
Fuck no.
Hey, Brandon, guess who we saw?
How does he defend himself?
He gets these fucking loud-ass Jewbag lawyers to fucking come in. No offense, Chad.
Yeah. What about Missy?
Yeah. No, I didn't know Mr. Joe. I should have thought Rothstein. Sorry. I'm sorry, Jewish people, all right? But predominantly Jewish lawyers say, okay, well, we'll take your case on.
I don't make fun of broke people.
I make fun of myself. Why am I not going to make fun of if it's funny to me?
All right,
well,
go on.
All right, everyone stop down to me. So they get these fucking slumbag lawyers that come along and say, look, we don't want a dollar from you, but if we win, then we're just going to take half your earnings. So he just picks up the fucking Yellow Pages and hires a new lawyer every day to try to sue the same person, hoping that, like, playing a lotto, he'll win one day. And he's literally sued 7 people last year.
Picture suing your dead dad.
Four times in 1 year. So his fucking piece of shit, they went to him with like
fuck,
five.
I need money. What am I going to do? I need more crack. I'll sue my dead dad. How about that?
But he
can't even defend himself.
He hates me so much that they went to him with $5,000. Said, look, we're just doing the skateboard ad thing, you know, with this article. And if you sign his paper, we'll give you $5,000. Nope. He has hurt me way too much in these years. You can go talk to his mother and that gang down there about him.
Gang.
That's what he called him. That gang.
What gang?
I guess my mom's in a gang that I don't know about.
Your mom works at the hospital.
She's a nuclear medicine supervisor, but she's in some secret gang.
She's in a secret pagan biker gang.
Yeah, she's fucking getting her pussy eaten out of the biker bar down the street, and I don't even know about it.
What about Salvador?
Oh, his dick hasn't been hard for years, man. I'm telling you. I've asked her. I'm like, Mom, do you fuck him? And she's like, Brandon. No, what are you talking about?
His dick gets hard over nice boats.
Boats and planes. He used to be a pilot, I guess. He's a shady Italian.
Didn't he get along real well with Hannah or something about boats?
He loves fucking Franz. My mom loves Franz, too. I think she wants to secretly humble.
Speaking of boats, listen to this. Stefan Linfors is the guy who directed the commercial that I just did, which they played Kiss of Dawn during the commercial. But we did this in Finland. We were supposed to have a dinner meeting about the commercial, and we're sitting there waiting for him. And I'm like, dude, you were 30 minutes late. Like, what happened? Oh, man, it's a long story. I have this speedboat, and I got stuck in between Sweden and Finland. The engine died, and he's just fucked in the middle of nowhere. Like, in between.
What a problem to have.
It's seriously, like, at least 500 miles each way. And he had to call a boat taxi to get in, and he had to leave the boat there. He couldn't even anchor it because it was way too deep.
What did he do? He just left the thing floating in the fucking in Sweden?
To come and have
500 miles? What ocean was he in?
The Baltic Sea.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just left the bitch
some night-air speedboat for 2 days straight just floating in the Baltic Sea in the middle of nowhere.
And what, after the meeting, he was just going to go back and hope to find it or something?
I guess.
That's what happened.
Really?
Well, he sent somebody out to find it.
Sounds like a drug runner. That's what they do. They buy them nice-ass cigarette speedboats and
they have GPS on those things.
This guy, Stefan, like, if you go to the nicest hotels in, like, New York and Argentina and, like, everywhere, like the Mercer and all that, he designs all of it.
Is that what he does?
You know when you see, like, the big-ass clothespin in Philadelphia, like, at City Hall? Like, it's a massive art piece, a clothespin? Like, he does that.
And I asked him. He comes up with a design, he has people do it? Or, like, what's he?
I asked him. I was like, how do you even get involved in that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What part do you actually play in it? What are you saying?
he's like, they contact me to do it, and like,
what did he start out doing though? Like,
if he designs, like,
he started out small doing what?
Chairs, furniture,
okay,
lamps.
So progressed the one.
And then you have some weird design that, like, looks like a whatever, and somebody will the city will pay him to come out and pay $500,000 for some massive piece of art and put it in a park or something.
So now he's just buying speedboats and losing them in a fucking sea of
in the middle
Sweden.
Of the Baltic Sea.
And having a dinner day with you and who? Villa and Missy?
And the 50-year-old dancer named Jorma.
What kind of dancer is he?
He's a choreographer.
He's a gay choreographer dancer.
And like,
is he
ballet.
A good-looking guy?
He plays Death. I just showed you the photos. You can see him on BamMargera.com.
You didn't show me no photo.
It's over there, moron.
You didn't show it to
well,
me.
Well, I'll show it to you right after this because we're almost done. Oh, shit. We are done.
We don't have enough time is the problem.
I have to play one more song.
Okay.
All right. There's this band called Barbecue Babies who actually Chad was going to work with. Barbecue Barbies.
Did this come in your Sebring?
Hey, this is the blonde hair girl that we hung out with in Finland, remember? In Tori.
Oh, yeah, this is her band. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, we're signing off.
Yeah, Andy was saying she has really good, she's fucking good.
Yeah, she has a good really voice. Good. Yeah, and she's hot. And her name is Nikki. And,
what track do you want to hear?
Escort, number one.
Is she an escort?
Well, maybe.
I'm faithful.
All right, this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction signing off.
Later.
Bye.
Don't hang up.
That's Radio Bamper this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.